First new message sent today at 12 a.m. Please dial your password and press pound. Please dial your password and press pound. You have 2 new messages and 11 saved messages. To review, press 1. To send, press 2. To hear more choices, press 0.
It's me, and for all of the people who've been watching the TV shows
Ronald.
And listening to the hour-by-hour news reports and listening to Dan Rather talk about it, I'm doing
you
better.
Wait.
I'm going in for the transplant.
Ronald.
What?
Where is my squawk box?
Huh?
Where is my squawk box?
Your squawk box?
My squawk box. It's gone, Ronald.
I don't have it.
You had it at home?
I'm positive I would have used it.
It's not here, and I didn't get it, and it's not here, and that star set is irreplaceable. That's official phone company equipment.
Hold on a minute.
Is this a ruse to think up a good excuse?
No, I just hope you're not saying anything fun. I turned the tape over. No, I didn't take it. Oh, that's what I thought it was going to be.
That's terrible, Ronald. I entrusted that squawk box to you. It's not funny, Ronald.
I laid it back down in front of you, and maybe that guy with no hair on his head took it.
Now I have no squawk box, Ronald, and no star set, which is irreplaceable because it's official phone company equipment,
Ronald. Why are you blaming me? I didn't take it.
Because you're the first person I've ever given that squawk box to use, and you lost it.
No, I didn't. Why didn't you say...
You did not make sure that I got it back, Ronald.
No, why didn't you say something like...
I am extremely angry, Ronald.
No, wait a minute. This is all a joke.
I am extremely angry, and you may never get a show on this station again, Ronald.
Now, why didn't anyone mention this to me before now?
I was hoping you had taken it home by mistake, and I told your good buddy, and he said, he'd mention it to you, and then I kept forgetting to call you about it, but here you are, and now I'm calling you on it.
But I didn't do anything with it. Why didn't you say, my star set's not here, why don't we go look in the studio?
Because I didn't notice I didn't have it until I came back to the station the next week. I assumed
it took you a week to notice it was
gone? Yes, because I leave it here, Ronald, in my little box that goes in the locker, and it wasn't there.
Well, obviously you would have noticed it was missing then.
No, I didn't, and you did not make sure that I had that, Ronald, and I entrusted that squawk box.
Didn't I also borrow that little tape machine? I put them both right in front of you.
That I take home, and I could not miss that, Ronald. But you lost my star set and my squawk box.
Now, what are you going to do when you finally find
this thing? I'm going to wring your neck with your own feet.
Now, when you find this squawk box, and it's at your home under some pulse or something.
No, it's not.
And when you find it, what are you going to say? Are you going to apologize?
No, I'm not, because I'm not going to find it at home. It's not there, and it's not here.
I have videotape shot at that show by Mr. Chemist, and I can probably review it.
Ronald, you were very, very irresponsible in not making sure that I got back my irreplaceable star set and my squawk box.
Just because I had to... misfortune to touch it last, you're going to blame me that...
I'm never going to let you use anything of mine again, ever, because of this.
Does that mean I can't fellate you after the shows anymore?
That means that you can't touch anything that belongs to me ever again.
Oh.
You don't realize the seriousness of this, Ronald. That star set is irreplaceable. You know why?
Why?
Because it's official phone company equipment.
Why would you have it then?
Don't ask questions that could get us all in trouble, Ronald. Not at a time like this.
No, I didn't take it. I mean,
you're
if
going
I knew
into that... deep space, Ronald. And you're not coming back.
Elaine and Jim, when you go
absolutely
to the payphone, as we answer the second question, it does require a touch tone.
We've already moved beyond the low emotion of one.
Pac-Bell will have to offer under the E still. However, Pac-Bell will always.
Relatives, brothers. Now, even though that would be cutting into our livelihood.
Hello?
Fascinating. Who
is this?
Absolutely fascinating.
We need this
protection. Who is calling?
Sure, Mrs. Pry would love to hear the one about the
anomalous
chemical composition of
copies me.
Brown
I copied you. Now he's copying me, which he's never really done before.
Centralized data bank. And we may have been worried about that 30 years ago, but today what we're worried about is the ability of thousands, maybe even millions of computers around the country.
This is Rootmantle 8819. This is the Artificial Joe outgoing message. Stand by for ignition.
All right, I'm... Okay, I'm going to take 8819 on a field trip.
You may start your message now.
I'm starting to... I be a pirate. I sail the phone lines looking for buried treasure.
Well, baby, I'm your
baby. Come here and stand by me, laddie. The old man needs a young thin whisper thin lad.
Aye, Captain, aye.
Come a bit closer, let me squeeze you closer. Arr. There, you can sit on me shoulder like me parrot.
Could you help out a 49er?
Hello, I'm the class from Computer System. What can I do for you today? Would you like to play a game?
Oh, yeah.
Could you help out a 49er? That'd be the perfect response to that.
You're a 49er.
I'm sorry, but I can't do that.
Why didn't you put that on there?
I'm sorry, but I can't do that.
End of message. Hello.
Could you help out a 49er?
Hello.
Hi, this is Joe. Please leave me a message and I'll give you a call.
Hello. Some mom on your answer machine. Joe, this is Bill. I like to do the pee-pee dance. You got someone calling you on your answer machine there. Well, there it is again. Hope you don't. Hey, I want to do a pee-pee dance. Joe, Joe, he done hung up on me. Is that proper? I don't think that's proper. I want to do pee. I'm going to start doing it myself. Boom, 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 boom. See, I'm doing it without you, Joe. You snooze, you lose, Joe. I want to do the pee-pee dance. Who else could I do the pee-pee dance with? I see who I could do it with.
Well, I hope. I love you. Buy me a houseboat.
Now, listen to me. I'm trying to get you to do the pee-pee dance with me. Now, will you do it with me, Dave? Do the pee-pee dance.
Only to suck my dick.
Now, Dave, that don't really rightly enter into it. I am talking about the pee-pee dance.
Look, you Negro.
Get over here and shake your pee-pee. Robert Vaughn did it.
Killed
me, bro. Robert Vaughn did it, and I want you to shake it. I'm going to start shaking it right now.
I know it was an antique shop that has the Man from U.N.C.L.E. board game for sale for $25.
Well, that's nice. Why don't you buy it, bring it over, we'll play a game, and then you can shake your pee-pee. Come on, you don't want to shake your pee-pee with me today.
I could press 3.
Don't do that. Oh, no.
You may start your message now.
Have you ever noticed the similarity between the sound of the Enterprise's red alert klaxon and the kind of shrieking roar which Godzilla makes when he is stomping Tokyo and other Asian cities? Well, whether you've noticed it or not, it's there.
End of message.
Go to red alert.
Red alert. Red alert.
Red alert. start your message now.
Hey, tell Psycho Jack that Tokyo's not in Asia. It's an island. How does he like that? Actually, it's a city on an island, the island of Japan, which isn't in Asia. It's nowhere near Asia, as a matter of fact. I'd venture to say, fuck you.
End of message.
You should have put phaser fire or photon torpedo launches and explosions at the end. That would have been extremely exciting.
End of message. Message discarded.
But there is a theory in quantum physics that all possibilities that do happen can happen in alternate quantum realities. For any event, there is an infinite number of possible outcomes. Our choices determine which outcomes will follow. But there is a theory in quantum physics that all possibilities that can happen do happen in alternate quantum realities. All matter in the universe resonates on a quantum level with a unique signature. That signature is constant. It cannot be changed through any known process. It is the basic foundation of existence. I cannot explain it. But there is a theory in quantum physics. I cannot explain it.
You may start your message now.
It is a world unlike any other. It is a world where the people are very fleshy. In fact, they have no bones at all.
A world where men evolve from KFJC DJs?
Oh my god, who is that? I am having a, how do you say, nightmare.
Hey man, be mellow. Why don't you smoke this?
Cartilage, Thursday nights at 8.
The Nationals. The National Cynical Network. Really?
Doggy was a prick and Bingo was his name. Oh, D-I-N-G-O, 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 and Bingo was his name. Oh, his hairy head was 10 feet thick and Bingo was his name. Oh, D-I-N-G-O, D-I-N-G-O, D-I-N-G-O. His balls were bigger than Dolly's tits and Bingo was his name. Oh, B-I-N-G-O, B-I-N-G-O, and Bingo was his name. Oh, his hairy ass was covered with zits, and Bingo was his name. Oh, D-I-N-G-O, 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 and Bingo was his name. Oh, his foreskin covered it a real long dick. Yeah, Bingo was a stupid prick, and his name was Bingo. There was a dog, he was a dick, and Bingo was his name. Oh, B-I-N-G-O, he drives a GTO, and Bingo was his name. Oh, call me 369 broken. Broken, swear I ain't joking. Better say goodnight now. According to the law. Valdez and his trusty boat. Strangers in the night, exchanging glances. One puts up a fight and takes his chances. The other has a screw loose and he is truth. Wait, let me do it again. Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, one puts up a fight and takes his chances. One will never know what really went white. Well, Monica Lewinsky gave me head, and she was wearing nothing but a poncho. And the back said front, and the front said back. anchor for a hunk of cheese. My dog's a sleaze. He has fleas. I hanker for a hunk of cheese.
Well, so, yeah. That's how it is. I have to, when I'm letting them run around the house, you know, I have to get up and go check and see what the fuck's going on when they're not in my sight. But, you know, they're basically well-behaved cats. They're all basically good cats. But, like, he's acting stubborn. He's a bully. He's a bully kind of cat. He, you know, if he were to be left alone in this room for very long, he'd pee on the fucking curtains. Spray on the curtains. Not pee, but it's still pee, because he doesn't have any spraying mechanism. Well, I mean, he's got the mechanism. Oh, what the fuck. Anyways, they, you know, he's been neutered, let's put it that way, and yet he still will aim his ass region at something and kind of move his legs, his hind legs a bit, and squirt this stream out, which looks like it's coming out of his ass, but I guess not. I guess it's coming out of his pee thing, but I don't know. How do you do that? How do you pee shooting a stream behind you like that? I don't know. When he's outside, sometimes I watch him through the window and I see him mark his spots throughout the backyard. And when I first moved here, he did that a couple times to the curtains and stuff, and it set me crazy, man. So I don't let him do it anymore. Although last night he was, you know, starting to get up against one of the curtains, and I could tell that he was just getting ready to unload, and I stopped him. But most of the time, you know, he's been good. I try to give him lots of love, but yeah, he's a bully. So, his daddy is Teddy. His mommy is Olivia. His sister is Georgina. Although, I guess she's more like a stepsister. Same mom, but, and perhaps even same dad, but just a different litter. Anyways, they've gone into the kitchen. I must go find out what the fuck they're doing.
Don't even bother coming out of your way to come over now. know, you pretty much ruined it for today, so maybe I'll see you around. You know? I'll see you tomorrow or something. I'll call you later. Bye. Anyways, yeah, just sitting here in disbelief. My heart is pounding, too. You know, I just got out of the hospital, and all you care about is whether I'm funny. Everybody has blood inside of them. Goddamn Satan-worshipping fucking whatever. Anyways, what was I going to say? It seems to me you just don't care whether the friends, people around you live or die, so... You know what? I'm tired of this game, this popularity fucking bullshit, how cool you can be, fucking crap. You know, I know I am. So, go get some beer or something, and I know I'm not important enough to cry in it, so just go get some hard alcohol and drink it. Fucking slut. You can tell I'm Irish, can't you? You want to hear a joke? Is that what you want to hear? I got a joke for you. You just lost a friend.
Saturday, August 22nd.
I have dedicated all my scientific knowledge and skills to projects which I knew could be put to evil purposes. How easy to believe in the common good when that belief is rewarded with status, wealth, and power! How hard to believe in the common good when every fiber of my being tells me that the awesome forces I have helped to create have been put into the hands of madmen! Unbeaten!
Start your message now. Hello?
This is Lieutenant Colonel Frank Slade.
Please enter your passcode. Wednesday, 11:21 p.m.
That's a pretty slick sounding keyboard. I don't think, I think that was a keyboard. And I think that was you playing it. I don't know why you never considered taking lessons, just going to like some, going to De Anza or Foothill or something. Foothill's real close to you, and just fucking taking some music lessons. It would be, I mean, you have a natural talent for music. I don't know why you won't do that. It'd be kind of cool to see you learn how to play music and then apply that to doing those songs that you like to do. Anyways, I was wondering if you and Mike wanted to maybe go do Skyline some night this week or on the weekend or something. I guess the
Repertory Epilepsium, coming from downtown Guatemala, I'm near the chimney, called to say Merkel seizure. Happy Halloween plant box. That's what I had to say. Meat grinder. So when you're climbing the ladder, send this back to me and don't fall down in the lawn chair.
End of message.
Smith. 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 Smith.
Let's get going with the dummy show. I have my dummy right here. Set up there. That's right. And as you know, all ventriloquists have their own unique dummies with certain personalities. And, well, I I actually hope I've somewhat pushed the envelope of this particular art out just a little, because my dummy is himself able to create his own sub-characters, like a little performer of sorts. All through me, of course. But I'm not going to give away all the inanimate fun we're going to have tonight. Here he is, fresh from the dummy store. This one is in excellent condition for a dummy, but I am only renting. Now, I've named my dummy Ronald Redball after a real-life character I used to know who tragically died of a Robitussin overdose some time ago. So, now, good evening, Ronald. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm fine.
Well, Ronald, I understand something funny happened to you on the way to the show.
Yes, that's true. I made a little poop in my trousers, and four policemen witnessed the event.
A little poop in your trousers. Can you laugh, Ronald?
You have been listening to episode 47 of Midnight Voice Jail, titled Squawk Box. Midnight Voice Jail is produced by Phineas Narco and the National Cynical Network. The FAQ for this series can be found at www.geocities.com/voicejail. The National Cynical Network's home site is at www.nationalcynical.com. Stay tuned, or check the station's program listings for information on when the next episode will air. You can write the National Cynical Network, email voicejail@yahoo.com. Until next time, thanks to all voice jailers everywhere, and thanks for listening.